大家一起来思考耶利米书。
This morning we will be looking at the book of Jeremiah.
原因是我们正在读旧约，来到耶利米书。
And the reason is because we have been going through our study of the Old Testament, and our study has brought us to this book this morning.
那么耶利米书是一本很重要的书。
It is an important book.
因为如果你关心国际时事的话。你会知道今天中东的战争讲了几千年，中东还是在那边打仗。
And if you are aware of global history, you will know that the Middle East has been at war for many, many years, and it still is today.
打来打去就是跟以色列有关系。
And all these battles center around the nation of Israel.
阿拉伯国家跟以色列之间的这个仇恨是几千年来都是一直在发生的。
The Arabic countries Saudi Arabia and Israel have been at war for many years.
那么以色列人是不是可犹太人是不是可以占有一席之地呢？就是他们可不可以有自己的国家在这块土地上面？
The question has always been, does Israel have a right to be a nation and own its land?
所以这个跟耶利米有直接的关系。
And this has direct relationship to the book of Jeremiah.
因为以色列人为什么？因为他以色列人犹太人已经是亡国了几千年，两千年之后呢，可以回到自己的国家。所以阿拉伯人说，你两千年人不在，这块地已经不是你的。现在为什么你可以回到这个地方？这个就是争论点。
And the dispute has been about how Israel had been exiled for 2,000 years, and now they have returned to their land. And the question for the Arabic countries is, does Israel still have a right to this land?
所以在这边呢，我们就看耶利米书给我们看见以色列犹太人为什么会亡国。
This book shows us how it is that the Jews were removed from this land.
所以我们看到这个以色列人为什么会这个灭亡会亡国，然后呢神对他们将来两千年之后呢，他为什么他可以复国？神对以色列的要求与对以色列的这个预言是什么
？And it tells us what's the reason for Israel being removed from the land and Israel being destroyed. It talks about the terms that God sets for the return of Israel to the land.
所以这个耶利米书非常重要，是如果你对国际时事有兴趣，你就特别要注意这本书。
And if you are interested in global history you should be very interested in the book of Jeremiah.
但是这个耶利米书呢，对我们来讲也是非常重要的。等下我给大家解释。
But there is also a lot of relevance to us.
那么首先呢，我要让你看到这个耶利米书呢，基本上我今天早上的这个大纲就是耶利米书呢，我会先跟大家讲先知耶利米的侍奉。
The outline of the book will be today. The first point will be the ministry of the prophet explained.
那么第二呢，我们跟大家讲先知的信息。
The second is the message of the prophet proclaimed.
那么最后呢，我们可以看到就是先知的命令，就是结果。神最重要，这本书要教我们什么
？And finally, the mandate of the prophet fulfilled.
但是呢，首先呢，我要提到这本书呢，基本上呢，可以虽然是一个先知书呢，它是一个先知的自传。
Firstly, I would like to point out the fact that while this is a book of a prophet.It is also an autobiography of the prophet.
自传的意思是说，他这本书呢就讲到这个先知耶利米他的一生、他的信息跟他要我们做什么。
It is an autobiography because it talks about the prophet's life. It talks about his message and what he demands.
而且呢，先知这一位先知呢，当然。他讲了很多预言，他写了很多这个有关圣经的话。然后呢，他死了之后，他的学生呢，把他集合起来，然后再加上他死后发生的一些事情，就成了这本书。所以这本算是他的自传。
This book is his autobiography because he had written a lot of, obviously he had prophesied many things in the Bible, and he had contributed a lot to God's word. After his death, Jeremiah's disciples, Jeremiah's students, had brought together all of his teachings into this book and had added the things that had happened after he had died.
叫先知, 什么意思? 叫做先知啊?
What does prophet mean?
先知原意, 原来的意思就是, 是他是传言人, 他是发言人, 是神, 要他讲神的话。
The prophet is sent by God in order to speak God's word.
他像是一个大使, ambassador, 他是一个大使, 神派他来讲话, 就好像今天, 中国派他的官员去美国传达他的消息, 美国也派他的大使来中国传达他的消息。
And he serves as an ambassador of God, just as how diplomatically the Chinese ambassador would be sent to the U.S. to discuss things with the U.S. government.
那么同时呢, 先知也是牧养当时候神的群羊, 就是神的子民。
The prophet also has the role of shepherding the flock of God.
所以先知的工作包括什么呢?
So what does the role of prophet encompass?
基本上它跟今天的牧师的工作是相似的。
The prophet has a lot of parallels to today's pastor.
牧师的工作就是宣讲神的话。
The pastor's job is to declare God's word.
当然牧师今天没有预言的这个恩赐。
However, of course, the pastor does not have the gift of prophecy.
但是呢，牧师有宣讲神的话，就像先知。 古时候的先知不但是有神的话通到过他，他不但是讲神给他当时的话，有时候他也讲神过去讲过的话，他也来教导他们。But
he declares the word of God in the way that a prophet does, and the prophet uses God's word not just at that point in time, the word that is given to him at that point in time, but also the words of God that had been delivered to the people before.
这样先知的工作是什么呢？
So what does a pastor do?
就是作为一个牧师，我猜很多人想，哎，牧师你的工作什么？哇，你一个星期你只讲一个钟头的道，哇，这个工作很好做。
I'm sure a lot of people will be wondering, what exactly does a pastor do? It seems like he just shows up once a week for an hour. That's a great job.
但是呢，你要仔细看耶利米的时候，你就会看到耶利米这一生里面呢，作为一个牧师，作为一个先知，他的一生呢，耶利米书给你看到非常的清楚。But
the book of Jeremiah shows us that a prophet, and again with parallels to a pastor, is what the job entails.
所以我们会在这边看到这个耶利米。 从耶利米上，我们看稍微看到一个牧者，或者是因为他是先知，是要牧养神的群羊。他的工作包括什么呢？
So what does a pastor do? I mean, in addition to shepherding God's flock?
基本上我给你四点。
I'll give you 4 points.
基本上是牧师的工作就是要讲道。
The first thing is to preach.
讲道需要花时间。
And to preach requires time.
第二，这个牧者呢，牧师需要正是祷告，他要为众人祷告。The
pastor is also praying for the people of God.
所以彼得在使徒行传那边讲到说，我们是以祈祷传道为念。And
that's why Peter talks about
his ministry is to pray and to preach the word.
His ministry is to pray and preach the word to the people of God.
那么第三呢，就是要辅导。
And the third point is pastoral counseling.
所以我们有讲道，有祷告，有辅导。
And so we have preaching, we have prayer, we have counseling.
辅导就是帮助每一个人在生活上面碰到的问题来帮助他们解决。
And counseling involves helping people through the issues that they encounter in life.
但是很少人注意到。 先知或者牧师最重要的工作是需要保护群羊来警告他们。
But less spoken of is the role of a pastor or a prophet in warning the flock.
就是耶利米的整本耶利米书，你会发现他的先知书就是不断的警告他们说，你要知道神对你们所犯的罪，神已经非常的发怒，而且呢，审判即刻要到。 如果你不悔改，审判就马上到。所以耶利米是一个在警告他们的先知。And
you will see that in the entire book of Jeremiah, where he warns Israel that you have gone astray, you are living in sin, and you need to turn back before God's wrath comes upon you. This whole book is a warning to them.
所以耶利米书是一本讲到这个审判，讲到 这个 judgment 讲到这个灭国这一件整件事情，所以非常严肃的一本书。
It's a serious book because it speaks of God's judgment and it speaks of the destruction of Israel.
就好像我们跟上一次上一周跟大家思想的西番雅这个先知，西番雅先知就告诉他说，神的耶和华的日子要到了 the day of the Lord。就说神的审判的日子要到了，所以耶利米跟西番雅呢是在同一个时候做先知。
西番雅 Zephaniah.
Zephaniah.
It's just like how we spoke last week about the prophet Zephaniah and Jeremiah and Zephaniah were contemporaries and were prophesying in the same time.
啊，所以但是呢，在耶利米在讲这个他的信息的时候，你会发现耶利米说：“哎呀，有祸了，有祸了。”灾难要来了，审判要来了。但是同一个时候人讲没事的，没事的，我们大家平安啊，平安的，没有问题的，我们应该发财，我们应该成功，我们应该这个享受人生。
But just as Jeremiah warned the people that judgment is coming and that they need to repent, there were others who were saying the exact opposite and saying no, we are going to prosper, everything is going to be fine.
今天我们不是碰到同样的问题吗？
Is that not the same situation that we face today?
今天我们每一个人都要听哦，平安平安，你平安吗？平安平安，没事的没事，犯罪没问题的，一切都平安的。但是圣经说不平安。
We want to always hear that everything will be great, everything is going to be fine, peace prosperity will come to the nations, but the Bible keeps telling us that that's not going to be the case.
今天我们很喜欢听的信息是神祝福你，神给你发财，神给你成功，你一定是享大福的。我们要听这种信息，但是有人来告诉你说神要审判你啊，这个不要。所以耶利米就在这种情况底下呢，传讲神的话，结果呢，他被监禁，他被毒打，他被别人误解，所以他的一生里面充满了许多的苦难。
These days, we just want to hear messages that are positive, that tell us that we're going to prosper, that tell us that we will have health and glory and prosperity. But we do not like to hear that we need to repent of our sins and that we are sinful people. Jeremiah preaches in that very same situation. And because of his warning to the people, he is jailed, he is beaten, and he is maligned.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，讲台作为牧师讲员，作为神 的代言人，你要讲神要讲的话，不是讲你要听的话。
Brothers and sisters, you have to understand that as the pastor, the preacher has to deliver God's word.
但是不是要讲你们想听的话。
But it is not to deliver the words that you want to hear.
我们都要听你平安的话，我们要听发财的话，我们要听祝福的话，啊，讲这道审判的话，讲到这个神的这个审判，神的祸要惩罚，要惩罚我们，我们都不喜欢听。
We want to hear good news. We want to hear nice things. Don't bring up things about judgment, and don't tell us things that will be that will make us feel down.
今天你不是吗？今天你看你多少？你最后一次听到教会讲台里面讲到审判的时候是什么时候？可能是去年，可能是十年来都没有听过。
When was the last time that you had heard a message on the need to repent of your sins?
所以这个耶利米书，你看到六章十四节里面讲，他说他们呐、啊，他们轻轻忽忽的医治我的百姓的损伤，说啊平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
And you'll see this in Jeremiah 6:14, where it says, "They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace."
所以今天你看到很多大教会，为什么他呢？他跟你讲，哎，平安了，平安了。他跟你讲发财，发财。他跟你讲，神要你赚很多钱，神要你很成功啊。所以他们就讲什么呢？但是你要知道，圣经里面讲什么？圣经说，不要为自己在地上积攒财宝，因为地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，能有虫子来挖。但是呢，你要积攒财宝在天上。他还告诉我们，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是误这个就是爱那个。所以他说，你要侍奉神，还是你要赚钱，要更多的钱财呢？
In many churches this morning, you will hear the message being preached of prosperity, that you will prosper, that you will have peace and you will have health. But what does the Bible say? In Matthew 6, 19 to 21, it says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." It goes on to say in verse 24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money."
你好好看圣经，圣经告诉我们要仰望将来的事情。来世到天堂上面的祝福，你要知道主耶稣是什么？钉十字架而死。你看到保罗是断头而死，你看到彼得呢是倒钉十字架而死。很多人在世上 都为主受苦，但是他们盼望的是将来的福气，不是今世的福气。
The Bible tells us to hope in the future. We have an eternal hope in Christ, and it is. But the world tells us to look at the now.
这个哥林多前书保罗15章19节说：“我们若靠基督在今生，只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。”
Paul says, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
你看到吗? 他说, 如果你的盼望只有在今生, 你比众人更可怜。 为什么更可怜呢? 你不一定今生, 其实很多基督徒在今生里面 都碰到许多的困难, 但是他们的盼望是在将来, 不是在今天。
And he says that if we have hope in this life only, we are to be pitied because many Christians go through life struggling. Many people throughout the Bible have been persecuted in their lives, but they look and they focus on the hope that is to come.
今天人，我们圣经里面主耶稣给我们是永远的生命，永生。但是今天只要今生。
The hope that we have in Christ is an eternal hope, but the hope that we have in this world is a temporary, current hope.
今天很多人神很非常的怒发怒，为什么呢？因为今天人就好像耶利米书在第二章十三节里面讲，他说：“因为我的百姓做了两件恶事。”
Jeremiah 2:13 it says, "For my people have committed two evils."
什么两件恶事呢？第一呢，他说他们离弃那活水的泉源。为什么呢？神给你的是活水永生的生命，你不要，你去找一个呢不能存水的池子。神给你一个池子是永有活水的，你不要不要紧，你还要去找一个破破烂的，你就是在羞辱神。
What are these two evils? The first is that they have forsaken the fountain of living waters. These waters, this hope that has been given to us, is living, it's eternal. But the people have rejected these living waters. And beyond just the rejecting those living waters, they have gone after cisterns, as it is described here, broken cisterns that can hold none of that water.
就好像你给你的孩子最好的，他不要，他就要一个最破烂的。他不但是没有接受你的恩典，他还在羞辱你，说你的不够他的好。
And it's like giving your child the best, but he doesn't want the best, and he goes after the worst, and it is an insult to the giver.
所以耶利米书呢，给我们看见耶利米在这种情况底下去传道，所以在他的一生里面充满了许多的苦难。
It is in these circumstances that Jeremiah goes to the people of Israel and preaches his message, and you will see that his life is full of pain.
让我们来复习一下什么叫做先知书。
But first, let's do a quick recap of what prophetic literature is.
所以先知书基本上就是指到圣经里面最后的这个十几本、二十本书。这些书呢，就是用先知的名来写的一些书。
This is a collection of 20 books written by prophets at the end of the Old Testament.
那么圣经里面分大小先知，是大先知就是不是他。 是他的书很长，或者是他的这个书比较小本，所以这个叫大小先知书。And
the prophets are often categorized into minor or major prophets, not by importance, but by the length of the book.
所以我们看到耶利米书 是属于一种大 的这个大先知书，因为它的篇幅很长。
And therefore, the book of Jeremiah having 50 chapters is considered a major prophet.
所以很多人我们在读这个先知书的时候都有困难，因为不知道怎么样读，因为 它都是在讲预言将来要审判、要毁灭等等的问题。
And we often struggle reading prophetic literature because we deal with a lot of prophecy about things that are to come.
所以在这边呢，我稍微你读先知书的时候用三个角度讲。第一呢，先知一定会告诉你你犯了罪，你破坏了神的这个约啊，神的这个命令，所以你必须要悔改，所以第一一定要悔改。第二，如果你不悔改呢，神一定会审判你，所以我们有 repent 跟 reproach。 如果你不悔改，神一定会审判你。如果你悔改呢，在审判过后呢，神会重建再祝福你。
And there are three characteristics of prophetic literature. The first being the message of repentance. The prophet will always speak about the broken covenant, the covenant with God that has been broken by the people, and the need to repent. If there is no repentance, the next characteristic is reproach. And the prophet's message is, if you do not repent, there will be judgment, God's judgment upon you. However, if you do repent, there will be restoration, which is the third characteristic.
所有的先知书，你按照这个模式去读，你就读得明白。
And if you use this framework to read any of the prophetic literature, you will be able to understand it better.
所以耶利米基本上是这个神的这个耶和华抛掷的意思。
The name Jeremiah means the Lord or Yahweh throws.
那么耶利米在服事的时候呢，就是在以色列国快要灭亡的时候呢，一起做先知的有拿鸿、西番雅，还有耶利米。
Now in those days before Israel is brought into captivity, there were several other contemporaries of Jeremiah, and this includes Nahum and Zephaniah.
那么在这个西番雅呢，西番雅是在跟哈巴谷呢是在耶路撒冷还没有沦陷、还没有灭国之前服侍去发预言的。只有耶利米是在耶路撒冷还没有灭亡之前，甚至灭亡之后呢，被掳到埃及的时候，在那段时间发预言。
Zephaniah and Habakkuk ministered before the fall of Jerusalem. However, Jeremiah ministered before and after the fall.
那么基本上呢，我们他这个稍微让你知道他的国王呢，这边基本上耶利米所侍奉的时间呢，是在约西亚王之后呢，就是约哈斯、约雅敬、约雅金还有西底下这几个王是最后最坏的王之后呢，整个国家就灭亡了。
And Jeremiah served under three kings. He served under Jehoiahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah.
这个是大概是让你知道，这些都是最后的王，然后他们就灭亡了。
And these were the roughly the last kings of Israel before Jerusalem fell.
所以，如果你要知道整个事情，特别对圣经的历史呢，如果你不清楚的话呢，你很难，有时候读了很乱。但是你要知道，基本上是以色列北国，以色列分成两个国家，一个北国呢是被亚述占领。
Now we need to have a better understanding of sort of the history or the political history of Israel. There is a northern kingdom, which was eventually conquered by the Assyrians.
然后我们有南国了，南国是被巴比伦占领。
And then there was Judah, which is the southern kingdom, which was conquered by the Babylonians.
但是它有重复，为什么呢？北国灭亡了之后呢，南国被巴比伦灭掉北国，也灭掉这个亚述，所以是巴比伦也占领了亚述。
But then after you will see after the Babylonians had conquered the southern kingdom, they also eventually conquered the northern kingdom.
啊，所以不单是 northern kingdom, 还有这个亚述，就是Assyria。
Not just the northern kingdom, but the Assyrians in the northern kingdom.
那么后来波斯又来的时候，就当然把巴比伦也吞灭了，也把亚述也吞灭了。所以你看到，除非你知道这个背景，不然你读的时候一直很乱。
And then come the Persians, who will swallow up the entire Babylonian kingdom.
包括亚述
，including the Assyrians.
所以这个是大概的背景。让我们回到耶利米书来。
So that's the broad historical context. Let's come back to the book.
先请你打开这个耶利米书的看一看。
Let's open our Bibles to the book of Jeremiah.
先你打开耶利米书，我们要讲看的就是这个耶利米的先知的侍奉。
And we'll first look at the ministry of the prophet.
请你打开耶利米书，我们看第一章第一到第三节。
Please look at chapter 1, we'll look at verses 1 to 3.
便雅悯地亚拿兔城的祭司希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位13年，耶和华的话临到耶利米，从犹大约西亚的儿子约雅金在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚的儿子以西底家在位的末年，就是11年5月间耶路撒冷被掳的时候，耶和华的话常临到耶利米。
The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, one of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, and until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the captivity of Jerusalem in the 5th month.
所以这段圣经就告诉我们，这个耶利米在服侍的时候有这几个王啊，总共他在这边服侍了超过40年。
This first passage tells us when Jeremiah served and under these kings that Jeremiah served. In his entire ministry, he served about 40 years.
所以在这个时候呢，耶利米就发预言。
And it was during this time that Jeremiah prophesied.
你看十三节。
Look at verse 13.
他说耶和华的话第二次临到我说你看见什么，他说我看见一个烧开的窝从北而倾。14节，耶和华就对我说必有祸灾祸从北方发出临到这地的一切居民。
In verse 13 it says, the word of the Lord came to me a second time saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, disaster shall be let loose upon all the inhabitants of the land.
所以你看到一开始的时候呢，他已经告诉你耶利米他服侍这么多年里面，那么在这边呢，他又开始跟你讲十三节说，他预言将来呢，北方呢有军队要攻打这个你们，而且呢，你们一定会有大灾难出现。
And so, just in the opening, we see the time period that Jeremiah served or ministered in. And then in verse 13, it tells us Jeremiah's, the word of the Lord came to him, and God tells him that an army or a force out of the north is going to come, and disaster is going to come upon the land.
看，你看16节。
Look at verse 16.
至于这民的一切恶，就是离弃我，向别神烧香，跪拜自己手所造的，我要发出我的判语攻击他，所以你要束腰将起来，将我吩咐你的一切话告诉他们，不要因为他们惊慌，免得我使你在他们面前惊慌。看啊，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，以全地和地上犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。
Verse 16 to 19 say, and I will declare my judgments against them for all their evil in forsaking me. They have made offerings to other gods and worship the works of their own hands. But you, dress yourself for work. Arise and say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them. And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, and they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you.
所以基本上他说，北国要攻打你们。
What he's saying is that the northern kingdom will attack you.
那么为什么他会攻打？因为你犯罪，你不听我的话，所以我用这些外邦的势力让你受到惩罚。
And you are going to be attacked because you have left me, and I am going to use these outsiders from the north to judge you.
你不但离弃我，而且你拜偶像，你行了许多 败坏的事情。
Not only have you left me, you have pursued other gods and done things against me.
所以呢，他说我要你去发预言，但是呢，你发预言给这些人、这些国家，这些人都不听。但是呢，你必须要向城坚城、铁柱、铜墙与他们对抗。
And God tells him that I want you to go and speak to the people, but the people will not listen to you. Yet I will make you like a fortified city with an iron pillar and bronze walls.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
意思是说，你要知道耶利米的工作不好做。
You need to not understand that Jeremiah has an unenviable job.
他出去讲到时候呢，所有人都不听他。
He's going to go out and he's going to speak to a bunch of people who are not going to listen to him.
人不但不听他，他还要跟君王，还要跟非常强有力的这个国王跟他们讲，他们都不听他。
He's not only going to be rejected by the people, but he is going to warn powerful men and leaders and kings who will also not listen to him.
所以我问大家。
So let me ask you.
如果神要派你出去为他做工，然后告诉你你要去讲讲这个道，但是这个道讲完之后你这些人都不听，你会做什么？
If God calls you to go to a people to spread the gospel or deliver his message, but he also tells you that the people to whom you will deliver the message will not listen to you at all.
他们不但不听你，而且他们还会攻击你，而且他会把你下到监里，而且他会用各种方法来对付你。
But not only will they not listen to you, they will beat you up, they will throw you in jail, they will come up with all sorts of ways to defeat you.
这样，请问你还做不做？
Will you do the job?
你还去不去？
Will you go?
我们要看先知以利米就在这种情形下做先知。
These were the exact circumstances in which Jeremiah was called to the work.
所以耶利米书是一本讲到先知本身最多的一本书，就是说很多先知没有提到自己，耶利米书是一本提到自己最多篇幅的一本先知书。
Among the prophetic literature, Jeremiah is unique in that it discusses the prophet's life in the fullest way.
所以这个先知耶利米呢，他是在以色列人最黑暗的时期里面来传讲神的话。
And Jeremiah goes to a people during the nation's darkest days.
那么耶利米呢，基本上就是这本书讲到他的一生跟他侍奉的过程。
The book is a collection of his life and his messages.
所以呢，这一本书呢，不但是讲到他这个他的一生，从这呢，他讲到他周围所发生的事情。
It not only talks about his life, but also the environment in which he lives.
但是这本书的难在哪里呢？因为这本书里面有许多的不同的题材，那么包括他的自传，包括诗歌，包括散文，包括寓言，包括故事，所以这本书难读的地方就在这里。
Now the challenge with interpreting Jeremiah is the fact that there are diverse genres within the book itself. It deals with genres such as autobiography, prose, poetry, narrative.
所以在这本书里面呢，而且它不是按照次序来排的时候，读的时候，所以我们读来读去好像不知道一下子讲这个时候，又是讲五年前，一下子讲五年后，所以他搞我们在读的时候呢。读不懂，但是基本上他如果仔细读的话呢，他是把他收集以前他所发出的预言。
And it does not seem to have a clear system, and various things are found in different spots, and therefore as you read it, it might confuse you. But if you look at it clearly, it really is a collection of these messages that Jeremiah has put out.
所以我们基本上把这本书当作就是自传，他把他的一生，然后把它收集起来，就是这么多。
Which is why we in general are dealing with this book as an autobiography, which is a collection of Jeremiah's messages.
所以耶利米在这边服侍了40年，在这种情况底下。
Jeremiah proclaims these messages for 40 years.
那么这些人呢, 基本上就是背叛神, 而且拜偶像, 然后他们的, 道德非常, 恶劣, 甚至他们献自己的儿子给摩利。
The audience that he has are people who are practicing apostasy, idolatry, and in fact, these people were even doing child sacrifices, sacrificing their own children to their God.
所以在这边呢, 耶利米是一个最伤心的这个先知。
Jeremiah is the most heartbroken prophet.
他也在传讲一个最伤心的信息。
And his message is the most heartbreaking
message. 因为他告诉他们将来他们的国家会灭亡。
Because he tells them that in the future, the kingdom will be destroyed.
而且这本这个先知书呢，是这个先知呢是在旧约的所有先知中受最多苦的先知。
Among all of the Old Testament prophets, Jeremiah faced the most persecution.
所以，但是他的信息呢，都刚才提到，不是人都肯接受。
He had a difficult life, and his messages were not well received.
所以他自己的国家，这个抵挡他，他到别的国家去的时候，别的国家也抵挡他。
In fact, he faced a lot of persecution in his hometown, and wherever he went, he faced that same persecution.
所以他受到很多人的这个毒打，而且被监禁，被关在牢里。
He was opposed, he was beaten, he was isolated, he was in prison.
而且呢，神也禁止他不祷，不让他祷告。
And in fact, God had prevented him from praying for his nation.
因为他看到神要审判他，他说我要为这些人祷告。神说不可以，你不可以为他们祷告。所以整本圣经里面只有他，神不允许他祷告。
He sees that God's judgment is about to come on the nation, and he wants to pray to intervene on their behalf. But God says, "No, you cannot."
而且呢，神也不准他结婚。
In fact, Jeremiah was forbidden from marrying.
不准他结婚，不准他有孩子。
And he wasn't allowed to have children.
因为如果你知道当时候呢，他开始的时候，巴比伦一进来的时候，非常的残忍杀害他们，你就会知道神不结婚、没有孩子、没有家庭是一种祝福，不然的话呢，你会四分五裂。
And when you see the brutality of the Babylonian invasion as they killed and they pillaged, the fact that he didn't have a family was a blessing.
耶利米侍奉了40年之后，他只有两个门徒。
In fact, in all the 40 years of his ministry, he only had two disciples.
今天我们有这么多人坐在这里，我应该感恩了，对不对？
And I guess I should be happy that I have so many people sitting here this morning.
耶利米这么忠心，这么伟大的一个先知，只有两个人听他的，跟从他。
And despite his fervor, despite his dedication, he only had two people who would follow and listen.
我们根本不可能跟这样的一个先知比，但是他只有两个，所以成功不成功呢，不是人数的问题，是在神在面前忠心不忠心的问题。
Now, obviously, we cannot compare ourselves to Jeremiah, but the point is that the results of our ministry are in the hands of God, and we are only called to be faithful to that ministry.
所以我们不能够说成功还是人多就成功，不是的。神认为好才是成功，神认为不好就不成功。所以我们不是看人数，我们是看神的旨意。
And we cannot see numbers as a sign of success. What God deems success is success, and if we are faithful to His word, then that is success.
耶利米传道， 40年只有两个，你看到以西这个。 挪亚传道120年，有多少人？也是只有他一家人。
Jeremiah for 40 years came away with two disciples. What about Noah? Noah for over 120 years came away with just his family.
所以你看到这个，你在读耶利米的时候，他是在这种情况下，怎么样的在这种情况下服侍神呢？这个就是他的难的地方。
How does a prophet in such a difficult situation serve God?
所以我们看这个圣经里面，耶利米呢是提到巴比伦最多次数的一本书。
Jeremiah is also has one of the most extended prophecies about Babylon.
总共他提了巴比伦164次。
And there are 164 of those prophecies regarding Babylon.
那么当然在这边跟他刚才我提到这个跟他一起服侍的，包括拿鸿，包括哈巴谷，还有西番雅。那么他也米甲，还有但尼里都提到他。
Now, as we said just now, some of Jeremiah's contemporaries were Nahum, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah. But Jeremiah also referred to Micah as well as Daniel.
那么这一本先知书里面提到三个神无条件的这个约呢，包括亚伯拉罕的约、大卫的约，还有神的新约。所以这三个呢是非常重要的，在圣经里面的以神的立的约。
Jeremiah also records three of the most important Old Testament covenants, the Abrahamic covenant, the Davidic covenant, and the New covenant.
所以这些呢都是在明白整个耶利米里面，在最重要神为什么要守着这个约，使到以色列人在被灭完之后呢，保守他们，将来又使他们回国。
And he brings up these covenants in this, as he talks about the destruction of Israel, but God's faithfulness to these covenants to reestablish Israel.
那当然，我们知道，很多人当时候在的人都拒绝他，但是呢，只有耶利米看到他自己的。很多先知讲了预言，看不到自己的预言有没有实现。耶利米讲了预言呢，在他的一生里面呢，看到他自己发的预言得了成就了。
And while everyone rejected him, Jeremiah alone lives. Jeremiah lives to see his prophecies come true. And most prophets, after having prophesied, they don't actually see that prophecy come true. Jeremiah does.
所以这个在整本这个先知书里面，唯有耶利米自己看到耶路撒冷被毁，他亲眼看见，而且记录下来。所以这本耶路撒冷这个耶利米书是非常重要的一本书。
He is also the only prophet to record an eyewitness account of Jerusalem's fall, and that makes this book a very important book.
所以弟兄姐妹，我要问你一个问题：耶利米的身上你学到什么功课？
So brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, what can you learn from Jeremiah's life?
所以你好好读耶利米书，你会发现耶利米是去传讲他在这个悖逆的时代里面传讲神的信息，没有人要听他的信息，他不断的讲了40年。
He was a prophet who was given the task of going to a stiff-necked people to prophesy, and he did so for 40 years.
但是每一个人都不要听。
Not one person wanted to listen to him.
不但不要听，而且打他，把他陷害他，把他下在监里，把他监禁起来，用各种方法对付他。
Not only did they not listen, they tried to beat him, jail him, do all sorts of things to oppose him.
我知道你，我们每一个人在今天你自己的生命里面有困难，但是你的困难跟他比呢？
I know, of course, everyone here has difficulties in their lives, but does that difficulty compare to Jeremiah's difficulties?
如果你是耶利米，你愿意继续的侍奉神吗？
If you were Jeremiah, would you continue to serve God?
如果神告诉你，我要你去向去这个地方传神的道，但是这个地方人不听，不过你必须传，而且这个地方的人会灭国，然后你也一样被抓、被掳、被带去，你也一样受到他们所受的苦，你去吗？
If God tells you to take His message to a stiff-necked people who will beat you, who will imprison you, and who will try to oppose you, and then not only that, your prophecy will come true, this kingdom will be captured, you too will be captured, and you will be sent away with them. Would you go?
这个就是耶利米。
This is Jeremiah.
我们在耶利米先看到呢，他是叫做哭泣的先知。
Jeremiah is also known as the weeping prophet.
其实他更重要的是看到他是一个忠心的先知。
But more importantly, he was a faithful prophet.
你看到他在这一种情况底下忍耐到底，继续完成神的工作。
In these awful circumstances, he persevered in order to fulfill God's work.
今天我们的管理层里面的教导，就是我们的管理学的教导是result oriented, 我们一定要看到结果。你看耶利米完全看不到结果，他只看到败坏。
Management philosophy today tells you that you need to be result oriented. Jeremiah's ministry had no results.
所以你会看到这个耶利米书给我们看到一个耶利米是怎么样在这种情况下，你会继续服侍吗？你会继续的敬拜神吗？你会继续的持守下去吗？
Under these difficult circumstances, Would you continue to serve God? Would you continue to be faithful? Would you continue to do His work?
所以这个就是耶利米的一生。
And this was the life of Jeremiah.
这个就是耶利米的侍奉。接下来我们要讲耶利米的信息。
This was his ministry. Now the next point is the message of the prophet.
你不要吓到啊！我这边讲到是第二章到五十一章。
And this will cover chapters 2 to 51.
啊，我是要放在这边，是让意思让你自己读，我不跟你讲。
But don't be fearful. I've left it there so that you know what to read.
所以这边呢，耶利米的信息基本上分成两段。第一段就是第二章到四十五章是在讲他预言犹大会发生的事情，然后他预言其他的国家。就是这个巴比伦、腓力士还有埃及所发生的这些，他们都会遭到灭亡。所以这整个呢，就是这个耶利米所发的预言，这个是对那个这样大的国家发的预言，就好像今天你发预言说整个中国或者整个美国会发生的事情，这个就是耶利米所发的预言。
The message of Jeremiah can be broken up into two broad sort of sections. In the first will be the prophecies of Judah, and this will cover from chapters 2 to 45. The next group of the next part of the message will be prophecies related to the other nations, and this includes Babylon, Philistia, and Egypt, and that will take us through from chapters 46 to chapter 51.
所以第一点呢，这个有关犹大呢，基本上是。耶利米发过十四个这个信息的，把它集合起来。那么第二个就是那个第一个呢是完全有关犹大的信息，第二个呢是对于他周边所有的邻居所发生的事情。这个是耶利米发出了预言，然后把它整合起来，把形成这一本书。
The first part involves 14 different messages, that are directed.At Judah or related to Judah, and the next part talks about the neighboring nations around Judah. These messages and prophecies are all collected in this book.
所以这个就让你自己去看。刚才我们在他的一生里面，他在他的 ministry 里面已经稍微提到了。
And some of this will, in fact, have already been discussed when we talked about the ministry of Jeremiah.
所以像最后一点呢，我们讲到是前面第一点是先知的侍奉 ，the ministry， 先知的信息 ，the message。最后呢，先知的命令，先知所讲的话，最后呢，在52章里面就开始实现了，耶路撒冷就倒了，他这个耶利米就被抓了。
The third point is the mandate of the prophet and.Here's where the prophecies come to pass. In chapter 52, we see that in fact, the kingdom has fallen and the invasion begins.
所以你读的整本犹太人的历史就来到这个时候呢，就灭国了。所以整个2000年以色列人就没有这个以色列国，没有犹太国这件事情，一直到1948年以色列才复国。所以这段时间里面呢，以色列是亡国的。
Now this is all of Israel's history comes up to this point where they are captured and where Israel is no more and they will not return and they will be exiled for 2,000 years and they will not return to this land until 1948.
所以你读圣经从亚伯拉罕到了这个时候，耶利米所讲这个耶路撒冷沦陷之后呢，这段时间是有以色列国，但是沦陷之后完全就灭亡，直到1948年，就是以色列今天我们所看到的这个以色列出现之前这一段时间呢，就是耶利米讲的这个他们亡国了。
And so we see the history of Israel when we trace it from Abraham all the way up to Jeremiah, and then we now see the destruction of the country, and we do not see Israel in the land for all these many years until 1948.
所以如果你去看以色列的历史，我们讲的不是圣经的历史，就是以色列的历史。以色列在这段时间被纳粹这个德国的这纳粹主义被杀了多少人？然后呢，他被派到苏联，派到国家，抛来抛去。为什么呢？整个犹太人的历史是非常悲惨的历史。为什么呢？你去看呢，以色列人非常非常的悲惨。现在遍满整个全世界都有以色列人，都有犹太人。 他们的历史非常的悲惨，为什么呢？今天就是在耶利米书九章，他说我要使他们好像在万国中来抛来抛去，没有人要他们，他们因为背叛了神。
Now if you trace the modern history of Israel, not the biblical history of it, you will see how the Jews were persecuted in Nazi Germany. They were murdered and massacred in the thousands, and then they were scattered across all the world, and from one country to the next, no one seemed to want them. And it is a history that is sad, and it's a history that is terrible. And all of that comes down to this one verse in Jeremiah where it says that they will be a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them.
所以你会看到以色列人，你如果有经历亡国的痛苦，一个国家灭亡的痛苦，他们就是被以色列人，因为神不断的用他的先知呼召他们，告诉他们会亡国的，会亡国，他不听，结果他真的进入，因为就灭亡了。在这一千两千年来，他被世界的国家，你看苏联有以色列人，中国有以色列人，有美国有犹太人，这些人到处分到被人分散到全世界，没有人要他的时候，他是非常悲惨的，因为圣经里面已经讲了，但是神说我将来要把他们聚在一起。这个预言呢，不是你我可以发的。神说我要拆散他，他真的拆散。神说我要聚他，全世界不管你在哪里，在苏联，在美国，在澳洲，在非洲，在中国，结果他们在1948年全部归回到以色列。请问天下有哪一个预言像这个预言这么大的 big scale 又实现了呢？
The entire history of Israel, from as God sends them prophets to tell them to repent, to come back to Him, over and over again, was these prophecies and these prophets were rejected, and the prophecies had fallen on deaf ears. Eventually, the nation was destroyed, and the people were scattered throughout all the world. Today, you will find, and for 2,000 years, they were exiled from the land. And they scattered to every country around the world. In every country around the world today, you will find Jews. And then in 1948, after this such a big scattering of God's people, He brings them back together again to reestablish the country because of what He says in Jeremiah 31:10, where it says, He who scattered Israel will gather him. It is not a prophecy that anybody can make lightly.
当然，有些人说今天的以色列不是圣经里面应许的以色列。不管你怎么讲，如果没有神的主权，以色列不可能复国。今天没有一个国家，没有一个民族亡国两千年之后可以复国的，除了以色列，没有人有。
Of course, you might say, "Well, the Israel today is not the Israel of the Bible," and that may be true. But still, you cannot ignore the fact that God had to be sovereign in all of this for this prophecy to come true. There is no other nation in history that, after having been destroyed for 2,000 years, comes back again and is reestablished.
你可以给我一个例子，说全世界的历史里面有任何一个国家亡国两千年之后可以复国吗？没有，除了以色列没有。
And you cannot cite any other example in the entire history of the world of a nation that has been completely decimated and destroyed, and then 2,000 years later comes back and becomes a nation again.
你也找不到一个预言，圣经里面像圣经里预言说，我可以预言这个国家会被拆散到全世界，然后预言它可以聚合。这件事情实现只有以色列国，没有其他的国家。
Neither will you find in biblical prophecy any other mention of a nation that has been scattered around the world and is brought back together again.
这样的预言你怎么可以不信呢？
A prophecy like that, How can you not believe?
这个耶利米书从考古学里面都可以挖出来，这个不是信天的人说以色列1948年成功之后才写的，因为在1948年之前就有很多人怀疑圣经不准的，圣经不准的，结果1948年以色列人真的立国的时候，哇，没有人敢说话。
And there would have been many people who before 1984 looked at prophecies relating to Israel with skepticism and would say this can never happen.And then 1948 happened.
所以我们必须要相信圣经。
And so we must believe the word of God.
耶利米书31章说，耶和华说，在末后你必有指望，你的儿女必回到自己的境界。你听见以法莲对自己的悲叹说，我惩罚你，我便受罚，不像惯负轭的牛犊一样，我求你使我回转，我便回转，因为你是耶和华我的神。
Jeremiah 31:17 says, There is hope for your future, declares the Lord, and your children shall come back to their own country.
神在耶利米在2000年前已经写了说你一定要回来，所以神说你不听话我惩罚你，但是惩罚过后呢，我还会把你领回来。
And even at that time, God had already prophesied that they would come back to their own country. He said, You don't listen to me and you've gone astray, I'm going to judge you. But when I've judged you, I will bring you back.
我们做，这边有很多年轻的这个父母，当孩子不听话的时候，我们不是一样惩罚他们，惩罚完之后呢，我还要他们悔改。主神就是要他们悔改，回到，让他们悔改，重新做人。
There are many parents in our midst and you will understand that having disciplined your children for going astray, you want them to repent and come back. And in the same way, God has judged Israel and has brought them back.
所以耶利米书三十一章非常重要的一章告诉我们，我们大家很熟悉这段经文，他讲到说，我要把我道理，我的律法放在他们心里面，他们要从心里面认识我耶和华。所以你会发现，这个是神做的工作。所以今天我们看到神已经在开始做这个工作了。
One of the most famous lines in the book of Jeremiah is in chapter 31, where God says, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God. And we're seeing that God has begun this work.
所以弟兄姐妹，我要你看耶利米书非常重要的一本书。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the book of Jeremiah is a very important book.
你如果不信神，你好好研究这本书的预言，不可能有可以实现的。如果不是这本书，我们怎么知道呢？以色列没有灭国之前，他已经说灭国，而且他灭国2000年，他说他会复国。除了神，谁能够写一部这样的一本书呢
？Brothers and sisters, if you do not believe in God's word, read the book of Jeremiah. How can there be prophecy that came before?The destruction of Israel that is fulfilled in human history, and then after that to prophesy that this country, having been exiled and destroyed for 2,000 years, will be reestablished after that, is you cannot deny the truth of Scripture.
所以这边给我们看见一件事情，你到底信不信这本圣经呢
？The question then to us is.Do you believe God's word?
神的话每一句话都讲得清楚。
Every word has been made clear in God's word.
所以你看以色列，然后你看耶利米对以色列发的预言，都一样实现。你怎么可以不相信圣经？
When every prophecy that has been issued from Jeremiah comes true in the history of Israel, how can you not believe that?
我要你看一节圣经，你打开以赛亚书46章。
I want you to see a passage. If you can just turn to Isaiah chapter 46.
46章第9节，我们看完之后，我们就会结束了。
We'll look at this and then we'll close. Isaiah chapter 46.
以赛亚书46章第9节说，你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再也没有人能够比我的。然后第10节说，我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，我所喜悦的必成就。你看到吗？第十节说， 起初跟末后，古时跟未成的事情，事情还没有发生，我已经讲了，我讲的一定会成就。没有别神，就是我，没有人可以跟我比，因为我能做这件事情，没有人能够做这件事情。
Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 say, Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. Note that he says in verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times to things not yet done. This is the God that has declared and has made things, every single thing come to pass.
所以耶利米书就是一本书，它记载了这些预言，要告诉我们，神惩罚罪恶，是的，神要我们悔改，是的，同时呢，他也看到我们神就是那一位创造宇宙万物的真神，我们必须要信靠他。
The book of Jeremiah shows us that yes, when we sin, when we stray from God, God will judge. But when we turn back to God, God will also establish, and that we must turn to God.
让我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this message. And we thank you, Lord, that we can trust your word. We thank you for the clarity of these prophecies. And we thank you, Lord, that you have shown us how they have come to pass. We pray that, Father, you would help our unbelief, that should there be any doubts, Lord, in the hearts that are gathered before us this morning, that Father, you would show them, that you would open their eyes, that you would remove the scales from their eyes to see the truth of your word in Scripture. Father, we know that your hand has moved throughout the history of humanity and all of creation, and it is so plain for us to see even in the history of Israel. We pray that, Father, those doubts in our hearts be removed as we study this passage, Lord, and that our faiths be strengthened, Lord, to know that you are sovereign and that you will bring to pass all that you have planned. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.